Dixon appeared stunned. It was as if he suddenly blamed himself for me dying, since I had only been driving because I had just seen him perform. He seemed to sober up. "It's okay," I said. "I mean, it's not okay, but it's not your fault."
"Were you drinking?"
"No, I never drink and drive."
"I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, Emily."
I nodded my head. "I am too."
"Was it painful?"
"No, not that I remember. I remember being scared, though."
"So there is life after death?"
"I don't know if I would call it life."
"What is it like? Was there a light at the end of a tunnel?"
"Yeah, there's definitely that. But all I could do was walk toward it, but I could never reach it, no matter how much I wanted to. It felt like I was walking forever, but I guess it had only been since last Friday. I finally screamed my head off and fainted or something, and when I woke up, I was outside your house."
"I heard you scream, and then I saw flashing lights, like sparklers."
"So you believe me now? That I'm real?"
"I'm starting to. I don't think I can imagine stuff like this even when I'm fucked up."
"Your show was good, though. I remember that," I said, trying to steer us away from the morbid. It was weird. I knew I needed to figure out things about my afterlife, but I was still a fan and wanted to know more about him.